Good afternoon. My name is David Tatanello April. I'm representing the Dance Forum, but then I'll be wearing several hats. The one is that of a choreographer, teacher, manager, administrator, amongst other things. And then the other one, as I say, is deputy director of the Dance Forum, the company that organizes the Dance Umbrella. And then the other one is I've got my own company, not a dance company, April Training and Consulting. And one of the things that we try to do is to make sure that in as far as the performing arts industry is concerned, we facilitate collaborations and artistic exchanges. Okay. My presentation is going to be in two parts. I'm going to give you a brief history of the Dance Umbrella. That's number one. And then I'm also going to give you a taste of what Dance Umbrella 2010 is, the program for this year. So that's what's my presentation going to be. Okay, the Dance Umbrella started in 1990. And in terms of the beneficiaries, you've got people who come from community-based organizations. You've got emerging artists and choreographers who are part of the festival. And also, we have international companies and individual artists who usually become part of this festival. The festival is in Johannesburg, and it's been running, as I say, now it's in its 22nd year. And some of the luminaries from the South African, from South Africa, Vincent Manzwe, Robin Olin, Boyce Tsekwana, who's worked with some choreographers here, Gregory Matoma, Selo Pesa, Moiketsi Kwena, Nelisiwe Zaba, Portia Mashiho, Dada Masilo, and also PJ Sabaka. This is just a drop in the ocean in terms of the people who have been part of the festival. In 1990, when the festival started, we had 40 choreographers entering the program, and it was basically in a format of four evening performances. Each choreographer had the opportunity of performing twice in the evening. And then Vita, which was the company sponsoring the festival at that time, they provided the publicity, they provided the venue, they provided the programs and posters, and all that the dancers had to do was to present their work. So it wasn't a cost to the dancers at all. And also in 1989, we started having an award system where people who were presenting during the umbrella, they would get given prizes for choreography, best choreographer, best dancer. But then that has stopped because there hasn't been funding for that. And between 2005 and 2010, we've had several international artists being invited to be part of the festival. Many, many co-productions from people all over the world, literally all over the world, and then a whole lot of artists being commissioned to be part of the umbrella and collaboration. And in terms of audience development, because contemporary dance in South Africa is not easy. A lot of people think that there are programs and then people just go to the performances. So what needed to happen for the past 22 years has been a lot of awareness in terms of what contemporary dance is all about within the South African context. The content of the program is basically in four parts, except for the last one which I mentioned, which is the award system. The first one is the Stepping Stones, which is a platform for anyone who is a dancer to be able to present their work. And then that's how the umbrella started, because a lot of the international artists now, like Boise, like Vincent, they were part of the Stepping Stones program. The other one is a choreographic workshop series where either local artists would be facilitating residencies in Johannesburg, and then that would culminate in a performance at the end of the festival. The main program usually runs for about 2 weeks, and it's with artists who have been commissioned to produce work. And then new moves, we call it new moves because it's emerging artists who have got the opportunity of then presenting their work. International artists include a lot of people who are sitting in this room. In fact, all of them except for some. Dean Moss, Robert Hilton, Salia Nisedu, Opio, Gabby, Philippe, Panaibra, Andrea, Akram Khan, Pascal Monrouche, and also Kathleen Noel. So this festival has been an important platform within the African continent in making sure that not only are we making connection and creating connections within the African context, but also creating context within Europe, within America. So from that point of view, it's been very, 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 very been successful. The funders include the First National Bank, which has been a partner now for the past 18 years. They have stopped sponsoring the F&B Dance Umbrella. So one of the challenges for us now is going to be who's going to be the main sponsor to make sure that this festival happens. And if nothing comes up by September, the F&B Dance Umbrella will be finished. It will be gone. It's as serious as that. And then also we've had the cooperation of embassies and consulates where they facilitate that artists from wherever come to Johannesburg to be able to do that. Because the Dance Umbrella doesn't pay everything in terms of costs. It would be maybe paying for air travel, paying for accommodation, and then living costs. But it doesn't necessarily pay for the performance fee of the artists who go there, because then it becomes problematic. We also have the National Arts Council, which has been a partner for about 10 years now, and then also private companies and the provincial government within Gauteng. They facilitate some of the programs that happen within the festival. And that's the end of the first part of that. And then just to give you a taste of Dance Umbrella 2010, these are the very, very many images that you will be seeing. The umbrella is going to be running between the 27th of February and the 14th of March. By the way, I do have brochures. I've got a brochure of this so that you can take it and then read it in your own time. And then the venues that will be part of the festival is the Dance Factory, the Market Theatre, the University of Johannesburg, the Wits Theatre, and then also the Goethe Institute. They will also be facilitating some of the performances. Vincent Mantwe will be presenting his world premiere, is going to be in, the African premiere is going to be in Johannesburg between the 2nd and the 3rd of March. And then also Musa Tlotshwayo, who is based in Durban, one of the major cities in South Africa, he'll be doing that. Nelly Siwe will be doing something at the Market Theatre called Black ...white. And then normally with the F&B Dance Umbrella, we've got a gala evening where most of the works that have been part of the festival will be showcased to the sponsor. So it's a special evening of people who pay for the Dance Umbrella. Se Lopesa will be presenting a new work called The Time of Small Berries. And then some of the images that you see there, it's a mixture of professional artists and also community artists who have been making major strides within Dance Umbrella and then also presenting their work all over the world. Sibonakaliso Ndaba, who is originally from Durban, will also be presenting something there. And we're going to have the world premiere of Connection, and then it's a hip-hop Wanted Posse, and the Indigene Dance Company. They will be part of the opening of Dance Umbrella, and then they will be presenting something at the beginning. Some of the works there. Dada Masilo will be presenting Umfula Wama Dada. Boise Tsekwana, that's him there. He will be presenting Influx Controls at the Dance Factory between the 11th and the 12th of March. Andile Sotia, who has been based in the UK for many, many years, will be presenting this work. And then also other highlights are as is, and as I say, I've got the brochure there. And then there's just a summary of the program. Some of the sponsors for this year, they are the National Arts Council, Africalia, the City of Johannesburg, the Market Theatre, the British Arts British Council, the French Institute, and also Business Arts South Africa. What I would like to mention, just in terms of the Dance Forum, we do have a space which has been now running for the past year, and then that's a major achievement because within South Africa, there isn't a choreographic center as such where people are able to create work. So this building allows the opportunity of people having residencies there. And what is also important is that it's not exclusively for South Africans, because what we're trying to do is to make sure that there is that interconnection with people within the African context and also within Europe. So what is exciting for us is the possibility and opportunity of having to do that. So this is a perfect platform where we can be talking about what would be the possibility then of having exchanges with South African artists, with African artists at this center, because it's a fully fledged studio. Next to it, there is the Dance Factory, which is a theater. So this venue is perfect for those kind of exchanges, because 2.5 studios in there, office space for people to create. And also, it's right in the middle of Johannesburg, the Newtown Cultural Precinct. So from that point of view, it's a perfect opportunity for people to create work. And on that note, I'd like to say thank you. And thank you also for giving me the opportunity to be part of this.